Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, whoever reads, let him understand. That's what Jesus said, or was it Matthew's comment? Regardless, it comes from the Spirit of God to us today. The quote is from Matthew 24:15. It has to do with the sign Jesus gave to his disciples regarding the coming Holocaust and the end of the world as we know it. It's a very important directive. Jesus said that the visible signal of the beginning of the end is when the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet is standing in the holy place. For years I've thought and taught that the command to understand had to do with the words of Jesus in Matthew 24. I believe it could just as easily, and with even more meaning, be applied to the book of Daniel, a truly mysterious collection of prophecies. My own experience with Daniel and Revelation has been that when one pursues the truth in these and any books from God, he'll sooner or later begin to gain ground which can be held as further truths are unveiled. But the warning is meaningful. Let him that reads Daniel be understanding that there are a few problems here. One of the most serious being that history repeats itself. For example, there's at least one series of events mentioned in the book that's already happened in history, but clearly will happen again. And this is the history that involves the abomination of desolation. Anyone who has studied Bible prophecy with any seriousness knows that the abomination of desolation is the placing of unauthorized objects of worship in the temple that was set aside for the worship of the one true God only. Daniel 11 prophesies that the vile king that history has identified as Antiochus Epiphanes will make the standard Jewish sacrifices stop and replace this worship with some abomination, like a pig. Following this outrage, judgment will fall, many godly will suffer, and so on. Desolation of the area will be accomplished by horrendous war and all the rest. Trouble for some people is that this indeed did happen. It's over. But Jesus could not have been referring to a past historic act in his giving of a sign. He was talking about something that is future, and he used that same prophet. This is where digging pays off, pursuing, believing God's word cannot be false. For you see, the taking away of Jewish sacrifices and the setting up of the abomination of desolation is mentioned three other times in Daniel. And in every instance, the event is tied in to the end of the world, not local Greek history as Antiochus. By the way, not local Roman history either, as in Titus. Saying that Matthew 24 and Luke 21 refer to Titus' destruction in AD 70 will not fit with Daniel, or even with Jesus' words. According to Jesus, the abomination is followed soon by unprecedented tribulation, and then immediately by his return. That's why he gave the sign, to let us know when we're almost there. Here are the three other listings. I offer a summary of the text, not exact quotation. Daniel 8:11 says, "The little horn grew and exalted himself as high as the prince of the host, and by him, the Antichrist, the daily sacrifice, was taken away." An army helped him to do this. And then immediately an angel encourages Daniel by letting him know that this vision refers to the time of the end. Yes, the fierce-featured king will arise and oppose the prince, that's Jesus, Revelation 19, but he shall be broken without human hand. And Daniel 9:27, the prince, the Antichrist, who is to come, will confirm a covenant with Israel for 7 years. But halfway through that time, he'll bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the edge or the wing of the abomination shall be one who makes desolate. This is the conclusion of that famous 70 weeks prophecy. The 70th week is the last of Earth's history. And then you've got Daniel 12:11, the countdown that begins at the abomination of desolation. Now, from that point, you go 1,290 days, a little over 3.5 years, to the very end. This obviously didn't happen in Antiochus's time or later in Titus's time. The prophecy has not been fulfilled yet. Yes, this happened in history in one form, but it'll happen in the future in quite another form. The Apostle Paul weighs in here by saying in 2 Thessalonians 2 that the man of sin himself will sit in the temple. That's an abomination to top all abominations, that a man would claim to be God Almighty. That is, any man except the man Christ Jesus, who truly is God Almighty. Daniel does have the key to end time prophecy, but whoever reads, let him understand. Let's pray together that we who have access to the truth of God's Word will always take advantage of our opportunities to know the truth. And let's also pray that those believers who do not have access to this book, like in North Korea and many other places of the world, will gain access, that access that we have, more and more and more. God bless you. Thank you for listening today, and visit us, will you, at chosenhouse.com for more information about this and North Korea, a place that needs the Bible, that needs Jesus. Let's pray that God will have His way there. I invite you to check out other teachings right here on Sermon Audio about both of those subjects. God bless you. Let's keep praying for God's people.